On this episode of Brookdale Beat, Tom Brennan talks with Georgia Cassidy, assistant professor of nursing, about a few horses running in the Kentucky Derby and their ties to the Brookdale Breeding and Stock Farm, which was on the land we call Brookdale Community College.
Welcome to our look at the people, organizations, and initiatives within Brookdale Community College and beyond. This is Brookdale Beat.
Georgia, thanks for coming by today for Brookdale Beat. We have an exciting Brookdale Beat to talk about today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. Full disclosure, Georgia and I first really met and talked a lot during Leadership Brookdale a couple of years ago, and that's where we had that connection. And then when I saw your paragraph in Dr. Stout's message back in March about regret and horse racing and things like that, I was like, I have to reach out to Georgia and we have to do a recording of Brookdale Beat. And in the meantime, I've come to learn that you know a lot about horse racing.
I absolutely love horses and I do love horse racing.
I can tell just by the moment I emailed you like and right away back. And so then the floodgates of horse racing came into play there. So we have a lot to talk about today. And we're not just going to talk about horse racing, but I also want to talk a little bit about the land we're on right now at mm-hmm. Brookdale. There is a history of horse racing that is still prolific today. And we'll get to that in a little while and talking about the Kentucky Derby, which is going to be running in the next couple of weeks. Just a little brief history lesson. I know that you're our assistant professor in nursing, but I'm going to put on my history hat for a minute here. So I'm going to bore you with a little bit with the history.
I'm sure it won't bore me.
Hopefully it won't bore the listeners as well. Back before this was Brookdale Community College, there was some farmland that was here and they called it the Triangle of Land, and it sat between two brooks and the Swimming River Reservoir. There we go. Those farms date back to the 1600s, like 1664, which is just amazing to think that there was farmland here, right? Yeah. And then back in the 1870s and 1880s, there was somebody who bought up a lot of those parcels of land and then turned it into the Brookdale Breeding and Stock Farm, or called Brookdale Farm. And that's where the Triangle of Land came about. And that's how horse breeding came to be on the campus here, which is really pretty amazing. Just to think about all the history that is here. Now we're going to fast forward to the first filly who won the Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. And I know you're dying to tell this story. I can just tell in your face. And ironically enough, do you know the story of why Regret was named Regret? Is there a story behind that?
Yes, there is.
What is that story?
So her owner was really hoping that she was going to be born as a colt.
Okay.
And she wasn't. And that's why when he got the filly, he named her Regret.
Got it. And so just for folks who don't really know a lot about horses, I'm raising my hand right now. A filly is a female horse, right? And a colt is a male horse. Is that how that works out?
Yeah. So a filly is a young female horse.
Okay.
And a colt is a young male horse.
Got it.
So when we talk about them, especially running in the Derby, we always use filly and colts.
Got it. And so the important thing to note about Regret was the first female to win the Kentucky Derby.
Yes, she was.
And do you remember when was that?
So that was in 1915, but the year before, as a two-year-old, what she did is she had won three very prominent races in a row up in Saratoga. So she already had a lot of eyes looking at her. They decide that they're going to run her in the Kentucky Derby. And this is major because to have a filly that's going to run with the colts, first of all, we know that when I read about her, they always say that she was very imposing. So she must have been big. She mm-hmm. must have had a very strong stride. Her athleticism was obviously it was outstanding. But also, it's a psyche. You know, she knew that she could run with these boys. So she had a certain amount of confidence.
Right.
So with her win, because it was more of a regional race at that point. So when the eyes went on her, that's really how it was Regret that turned the Kentucky Derby into a national event.
Oh, okay.
So it was really quite major at the time.
I just thought it was that, she was the first female horse to win the Kentucky Derby. I didn't realize that was kind of what made the Kentucky, what helped make the Kentucky Derby what it is today. And now everybody knows.
Right. It was Regret who did it.
Yeah. Yeah. And there is also going through the history of the Kentucky Derby too. There are three fillies that won the Kentucky Derby.
Correct.
Right? So, and Regret was one of them. Now, here's the softball, ready?
Okay.
What's the different, what were the other two and how do they tie back to here?
They do tie back that to Brookdale Farm, and I'll explain that to you.
Yeah, yeah.
So Genuine Risk won in 1980.
Okay.
And Winning Colors won in 1989.
Okay.
And they do come back to Brookdale Farm. So there is a very prominent, this was a very, very elite racing stable and breeding. This was very, very elite. This was the top of the top class. And there's many different lines, but if you look at a line of these horses named Peter Pan to Pennant to Equipoise, this is the line that still influences racing today. So it's the major line that still influences racing today.
The descendants of the horses that were here.
Correct.
Okay.
So both Jenny, Genuine Risk, and Winning Colors are both descendants of these horses.
Huh. And, it, you know, it's also interesting, too, and if you don't really drive around through the back roads of Monmouth County, especially around here, too, is that there's a lot of horse farms still in Monmouth County.
Oh, there are.
And you wouldn't know it because they're kind of tucked away. And so there's still that history of horse racing. It's still here in Monmouth County.
Yes.
Which is also something that, you know, if you're just driving by on Route 35 and you while you're looking at the clown, the crazy clown, behind that, I'm sure there's three horse farms.
You know?
And that's probably still why Monmouth Park is still going as strong as it is.
It is.
It's because of that.
It is. And we also have the Haskell, and the Haskell is a primary, one of the preliminary races for the Breeders' Cup.
Right.
So Monmouth County does have its niche in horse racing today.
Yeah. And there was the Breeders' Cup was in Monmouth Park a number of years ago as well.
It was. It was. It was a fun day.
It rained a lot.
It did rain, but we still had a good time.
So let's now fast forward. The Kentucky Derby runs when?
So it's the first Saturday in May.
Okay.
So usually in the Kentucky Derby, you have colts. So to have a filly in the Kentucky Derby is very exciting. The day before the Kentucky Derby, that Friday, the day before, is the Kentucky Oaks.
Okay.
So those are the best fillies in the country, three-year-old fillies. And then the Kentucky Derby is the three-year-old colts.
Okay. And so are there going to be any, and we're now coming full circle, are there any fillies that are going to be running in that race or horses in general running in the Oaks and the Derby that will are come bring their line back here to Brookdale?
Absolutely. So in the Kentucky Oaks, the filly that the favorite, and she's also considered the top female filly, three-year-old filly in the United States, is Zany.
Okay.
And Zany is from this line that came back to Brooktale.
Wow.
Which is from the Equipoise line.
Right.
Her father is also American Pharaoh. So
okay.
Here he is, a Triple Crown champion, and that and he's connected to Brookdale Farm.
Right. Right. Wow. That's one of the, there are a few horse names that you know, that people know. And I think American Pharaoh is certainly one of them, but the other side of that bloodline of the whole Brookdale thing, people may not know about.
I'm sure they don't know about it. And then with the boys, with the colts for Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
The two top horses that they're looking at are Renegade and Commandment.
Okay.
Both of them, they're half brothers and their father is Into Mischief. Again, we have the Equipoise line.
Right, right.
So all three of the top horses that are the favorites this year in the Oaks and the Kentucky Derby, they're all connected to Brookdale Farm.
To me, that sounds like the best trifecta you could run to bet on three horses. And those are the three horses that you would bet on for the Kentucky Derby. Well, Georgia, thank you so much for coming by. You know, there's so much more that we could talk about, the history of the place and all the bloodlines. And you're in, just for folks at home, you came in, you've got the Kentucky Derby. you have the chain. What was the chain for again?
It's the Twin Spires at Churchill Downs.
Okay, so there, yeah. So you're all decked out. And I hate to tell you, this was a radio interview, not a TV interview. But I felt compelled. I got to tell people that you're all ready to go. And I'm sure that you're excited for the Kentucky Derby.
That's coming up. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, you're excited already. I can tell you can't wait. Well, Georgia, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. And we'll have you back soon, I'm sure.
All right. Thank you so much.
I'm Audrey, a multimedia production student at Brookdale. Thanks for joining Brookdale Public Radio as we shine a light on Brookdale Community College. Here, we'll get you there. Find more links, information, and listen to this and other episodes at 90.5thenight.org/BrookdaleBeat.